Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we'd like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long. And Marlins fans, it is time to celebrate because yesterday the Marlins pulled off the contract extension of Sandy Alcantara. And what a contract extension it was. As first reported by Marlins reporter Craig Mish, this contract is worth $55 million for a total of 5 years. Yes, you heard that correctly. For Sandy, the Marlins are only paying $55 million for 5 years, annual value of only $11 million, which is just incredible to see that type of contract, kind of like what the Marlins did with Christian Yelich, and also kind of like what Atlanta did with Ozzy Albies, because Sandy in the open market could have gotten probably at least double that from teams like the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Cubs. But just to see that shows, you know, he wants to be in Miami. He knows, you know, here he'll be the ace. He'll be the guy. He'll be the opening day starter.
Miami, we're here.
It's just really great to see that the Marlins are actually, just putting money out there and giving it to guys who deserve it and making sure they stay with Miami. First, they did that with Miguel Rojas, but now they did that with Sandy Alcantara, and it's so great to see. He's only 26 years old, so in 5 years, he'll be around 31 years old, 32 by the time he's free agent, and then that will probably, when he gets most of his money, probably double that. But, you know, you look at his stats, you know, the win-loss record is always going to be like that unless there's offensive production. He had a league high, 33 starts, which is just incredible. Whip of 1.07, ERA of 3.19, 201 strikeouts in 205 innings pitched. It is incredible what Sandy has done. And you look at Sandy, the Marlins got him in that Marcel Ozuna trade. And that trade has just turned out to be just incredible for the Marlins. With that trade, the Marlins traded Marcel Ozuna for Sandy. They got back Zach Gallen, McNeary Sierra. They got back, guys that are foundation pieces for the Marlins. And you look at, Zach Gallen, Marlins trading him for Jazz. Jazz is now, starting infielder and probably be with the Marlins for years to come. McNeary Sierra's in AAA, but he's all right when it comes to, stealing bases, but the main pieces for that are Sandy and Jazz Chisholm now, formerly Zach Gallen. Especially, you look at Marcel Ozuna, what happened to him. This has been just a win of a deal for Miami, and it's something we can't really say often because the Marlins in trades don't really fare well. When you look at the long list of trades that Miami has done, but this is just really incredible to see the Marlins doing this trade, especially, going back to that Marcel Ozuna one. Forgot to mention Dan Castano, who has had a lot of ups and downs, mostly downs, but he's still not a bad piece to get. But two premium positions for the future, and now Jazz Chisholm, Sandy Alcantara, 10 out of 10 W trade. Just really great to see. It's a 5-year contract extension for Sandy. I think he could do great things, and especially $55 million, like I said before. That's incredible to see. Like Christian Yelich, like Ozzy Albies getting that much money. Especially, Sandy, who's a star and can eventually be a superstar. And he'll only be 31, so he'll have another big contract ahead of him when he hits free agency. But this is just a W. I want to say this is a W trade. Signing. The trade was W also, but it's just really incredible signing, and hopefully this just starts what Miami can do this off season. It's really great to see Miami making this type of deal, and hopefully it leads to more deals being done in the future, because I feel like this is just the beginning for the Marlins. Maybe they could pull off a trade for Byron Buxton or Reynolds, and who knows, maybe the Marlins, by the time the new season starts, are looking at a playoff team or a team maybe a a year or so contention away. But overall, this is really great to see. Now we're looking at guys who could be extended next, probably Jazz Chisholm, but that'll probably have to wait a little bit in terms of what we could see from him and how he produces, because his rookie year has some downs, but a lot of ups. And also want to get a quick reminder that the Hall of Fame ballots are out. Some key names are former Marlin Gary Sheffield, Miami native Alex Rodriguez, Tim Lincecum. This will be the last ballot for guys like Sammy Sosa, Curt Schilling, Roger Clemens, and Barry Bonds. We'd like to see if any of those guys get inducted to the Hall of Fame. It just really what the writers think and who should be on it. But if it were me, I would like to see Tim Lincecum. He was super dominant with the Giants and back-to-back Cy Young Award winners, dominant in the playoffs. Someone like that would be great. David Ortiz, 100% will get in the first time. He a legend in Boston. And, you know, another guy that could potentially get in, maybe Torrey Hunter, because, you know, how great he was defensively. Prince Fielder, maybe. Todd Helton should probably get in from the Colorado Rockies. But it's really a great list. We have Joe Nathan, who was a really dominant closer for us. A period of time, but we'll see what happens. Today is we're celebrating Sandy signing his extension on Monday, but this is really great. It's a really positive thing to see from the Marlins, from Derek Jeter, from Kim Ng, and you know, especially that deal. It's actually shocking the baseball world in terms of just how much. I don't think the years was really the problem, because 5 years is really perfect for a guy like Sandy, really going into his prime. But $55 million, that's incredible. It's like Ozzie Albies got 7 years, $35 million. Sandy honestly could have probably gotten double that in the open market, but it's great. I think he's here with the Marlins. I look forward to seeing Sandy now pitching with you know, having the mindset that he has the extension, that he's gonna be here, that he's making good money. And let's see what the Marlins have in store for us for free agency. They can trade, sign guys. I'm looking forward to it, and you should too. This is just the beginning. And for that, make sure to leave a like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the small pod. And do remember this, always go fish.